So there are three things we need to work on today. First, using combinations in sparring. We'll start with shadow boxing and focus on putting combinations together. Second, your posture, especially the position of your head and neck. Third, your guard. You should only use a low guard when you're actively rolling under a punch or slipping it. Even when you roll or slip, you can still keep a high guard. The main thing is to keep your hands up and protect yourself at all times. Don't think only about throwing punches. Pay attention to your posture, your guard, and the position of your head and neck. Relax and keep checking yourself. Is my posture right? Are my hands in position? Check your stance, your guard, your distance, and your head and neck position. This is training, so we can't focus on only one thing. Slow down, relax, and keep doing those checks. Let's work on the three problems you mentioned before. First, combinations. In sparring, choose a few set combinations and work on them deliberately until they become familiar. Pick one combination and use it for two or three rounds. Then switch to another one. For example, use jab cross lead hook in the first round, cross lead hook jab in the second, and cross jab lead hook in the third. You could also use a straight punch into an uppercut and a hook. Once you've learned a combination, you need to keep trying it in sparring. You won't always find a clear opening. If the target isn't there, you have to create the opening yourself. Your opponent is defending too, so use your skills and feints to make them react. Throw combinations. Not every punch has to land. If you put several punches together, one or two may find the target. If that still doesn't work, change your position and attack from a different angle. A new movement often feels slow at first because it isn't a habit yet. Once you learn it and use it more, you'll see how useful it is. When you shadow box, don't just throw punches with no purpose. Relax, set a clear goal, and repeat the same skill again and again. Work on one combination for a full round, then change it in the next round. A few well-practiced combinations are enough. Also, finish every punch. Sometimes you stop halfway, so extend the arm, let the punch travel all the way out, and bring it back to guard. You also need confidence. If you're afraid, you won't perform well or think clearly. Relax, let go of the fear, and commit to every punch. But you don't have to attack all the time. Sometimes you need to step back and make space. If you keep rushing forward, you can run into a sudden counter. Know when to step back and when to attack. Choose your moment, stay aware that your opponent can counter at any time, keep your guard up throughout, and box smart.